I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. More thoughts and theories about the Eve of the Daleks. So Paul sent me an email, which is lovely. He says, good morning, Adam. And this was not this morning. I have a backlog. He says, I thought I'd share some of what I took away from Eve of the Daleks. As with the previous two Dalek specials, I felt the threat wasn't realised. They arrive, make poor conversation, kill, reset, and then by the end turn into fireworks. Not much from the most dangerous species in the universe. I've only been watching Doctor Who since 2011. Oh, welcome aboard! So I don't feel any type of nostalgia with Dalek stories. Maybe last century they worked within Classic Who, but now Daleks are just embarrassing and a waste of 50 odd minutes. Well, I totally get that, Paul. I totally understand that. The thing was, like, in the 60s, they were in it all the time. Like, they turned up sometimes twice a year. So it was, you know, it became kind of, it started to wear on people a bit. Also, I think Terry Nation wanted to take them and try and make a thing with them in America. So they disappeared. So Evil of the Daleks, which I did a few weeks ago for watching the animated reconstruction, was the last Dalek story until the 70s. Like, they weren't in it for about 3 or 4 years. And then they were in it, like, every year for a couple of years. And then they disappeared for 5 years. Like, they didn't turn up in the show for another 5 years. Like, there's really only two Tom Baker stories with Daleks in them. Am I right? Yeah, there's the Genesis of the Daleks and Destiny of the Daleks. And Destiny of the Daleks was script edited by Douglas Adams, and it gets a bit silly in places. So, yeah, it's they're really, we kind of weren't oversaturated with them. And then they started to turn up a little bit more. There was only one Davison Dalek story and one Colin Baker one. And one Sylvester McCoy one. So, yeah, they weren't in it all the time. So I think that was part of the, you know, the excitement of them was that we didn't see them every week. So when they did turn up, I was like, oh my God, the Daleks are back. Whereas now it's like, oh yeah, the Daleks are in it because they're in it every season. And, you know, sometimes, like, as, you know, Moffat kind of judiciously used them as background characters occasionally, you know, like there's a stone one down the corridor, or the, you know, there was the one that was just fighting some Mavellans in a corridor in season 10. But I think then there was one that was in the Twice Upon a Time one turned up. So yeah, they're kind of, he was kind of sparing with them, but I have heard a rumor, and I don't know how true it is, that part of the condition of getting the rights to use them is that the BBC have to use them in every series of Doctor Who at least once. Otherwise, they revert back to the estate of Terry Nation. I don't, that could be completely made up. And the reality could be that the BBC insists there are Daleks in every season because they are really high-selling toys. Because collectors love a Dalek. So who knows what the reality is. But I totally get you that they can seem a little worn out when you see them all the time. Paul goes on, time loop stories are littered throughout science fiction, so trying to be different than what has come before isn't easy. Sometimes one character remembers, maybe two, possibly a character and villain. However, for all characters and villains, it didn't work. This avoided explaining everything every time the loop restarted, but resulted in a Scooby-Doo in and out, back and forth, up and down mess. It was a little Scooby-Doo. Like, I would have, you know, I think it's Love and Monsters where they run in and out of the doors like Scooby-Doo. And I'm like, I don't mind that every now and again. The 1 minute countdown was acceptable to ramp up the consequences, though I don't think it was explained why the TARDIS created a bubble, unless it was because of the Dalek threat. I think basically the TARDIS saw the Doctor get killed and was like, well, I can wind back because I'm the TARDIS and I have control of time. I can wind back about 5 minutes before this happened, and hopefully she will sort things out while I'm reconfiguring my insides and falling apart. That's my theory anyway. That's how I think it works, is that the TARDIS kept resetting it, hoping the Doctor would find a solution after her many deaths. Regardless, Paul says, I didn't feel the tension. He also says, where the special really put me off was, apart from the first few deaths in the loops, the character's blasé nature about repetitively dying and by the end laying around on chairs, essentially going from being murdered by the Daleks to being, in a way, complicit in their own deaths, rubbed me the wrong way. It could just be me who thought this way. No, other people were not into it. Paul also says, I do acknowledge the many Doctor Who deaths episode after episode, and also that it's only fiction. Yes, there are many deaths in every episode. Like, that was my favorite thing about Doctor Who as a kid, was that people died. Like, most of the shows I watched, no one died. For instance, Scooby-Doo. Like, you know, it seemed like there were deaths, but there were never deaths. Paul said, I only had one theory prior to the special, which was that the Eve in the title didn't just refer to New Year's Eve, but the fact that the new Dalek was a female named Eve. This didn't eventuate. Oh, I love that theory, though. That's cool. The mentioning of Jeff every other sentence got tiresome very quickly. Yeah, Jeff was like a funny sitcom idea, but stretched out over 50 minutes, it became quite tiresome. I was like, yeah, shut up, Jeff. Shut up about Jeff. We get it. Jeff's got some weird stuff in this building. So yeah, that would have been fine in a 25-minute comedy thing, but because this was trying to be an action show and a comedic show, like, I felt like, yeah, they did over-egg that particular Jeff pudding. Damo says, this is in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. I don't know if I have a theory from the New Year's special. I do, however, love a stuck in a time loop story. And the decaying time loop added a nice bit of tension. I thought the story was a nice self-contained romp for New Year's. And I like to think that Sarah was nicer to Nick at some point when they first met, leading to the feelings he has. Yeah, it was like weird. Why was he in love with her? She was so mean. Still, I'm pretty sure he's a serial killer. Everyone does. Who just believes the guy storing trophies from women in a storage locker when he says, they're all still alive? That is a loud nope from me. 4 out of 5 sonic screwdrivers. I had fun. Oh, thanks, Damo. Bert said, OMG! Exclamation mark. And in capital letters. I mean, it is an initialism, I suppose. Even though escaping the TARDIS only lasted 7 seconds, not since Trip Through the Robot in Lost in Space has there been such a great escape scene. Oh, wow. Eve of the Daleks is so much fun for so many reasons, least of them being Aisling B. And I don't think the Daleks have ever been as terrifying and as funny. Daleks do not store stuff. Hilarious. There was some very funny Dalek lines. Like that, I sometimes get a bit thingy with, you know, I'm happy for the human characters to be hilarious, but when the Daleks become funny, I'm like, now the whole world is funny. Like, this is why I sometimes have issues with things like City of Death, because I'm like, why does that guy keep jumping through the windows? That seems stupid. Because, you know, when I was 10 and the show was very important to me, it had to be serious, even though sometimes, like, I didn't mind the Doctor being ludicrous, but when the monsters were ludicrous, I was like, no, this should not be silly. You know, because sometimes I'd watch the Tomorrow People, which was on, I think it was on Channel 7. It was kind of like, you know, the other Doctor Who kind of thing that was on. And every now and again, they had like puppet monsters. I was like, no, I don't believe that puppets are threatening the world. I don't know why. I just got upset about the puppets. James, as I mentioned in the last podcast, says, gasp! Exclamation mark. I mean, fun episode, but sea devils! and then I am not Nick, says Nick Briggs. Oh, yes, because the character was called Nick and the Dalek said, I am not Nick, which is hilarious because the guy who does the voices of the Daleks is Nicholas Briggs, who, of course, is Nick. So when he says, I'm not Nick, really, he is Nick. Which, again, pulls you right out of it. Now I'm upset with it. No, I still enjoyed it. I've got to watch it again. More thoughts and theories in the next episode. I would love you to just jump on the Facebook group if you want. Send me an email, theory@adamrichard.com.au, or you can send me a tweet. You can jump into my Instagram DMs. I love when people jump into my DMs. Or you can just message me on my Facebook page, Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook. It has been fun. Like, I'm enjoying this. I'm going to go on a bit of a holiday, but I have done some pre-recording for next week's episodes. So I'm watching the Blu-ray of Galaxy 4 that lovely Matt from Patreon has facilitated in me receiving. Thank you, Matt. If you've got a copy of that, you can watch along, or you can just listen to me, you know, whinge about cartoons.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.